Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time with Messages of Light. Today, my guest is from Mystic Valley. His name is Dan Bellini. He has a wide range of things that he does with his time. I call him Dan the Shaman. He has been a great help to me and picked up on many things that, you know, were just so surprising to me when I had sessions with him. So I'm just pleased and excited to see him manifesting and doing so many great things in his life. He is a Reiki master, a Qigong energy healer, a shamanic healer. He works with crystal energy. He's a medium, an empath, and a spiritual intuitive. He actually works at Mystic Valley and probably plenty of other places. He had a really awesome sound healing class. The last time I was there, I could hear the sound healing coming from outside the room, and I'm just so excited to have him with us to share what all's been going on in his world. I wanted to give you guys an update really quick that Kiera Stout is doing really well. She has been a cancer patient that's been in and out of Mercy Hospital here in St. Louis, and she's doing really well. I keep up with her page on Kiera Strong on Facebook. So if you want to check her out, you can go to Kiera Strong in capital letters. That's K-E-I-R-A Strong. You can also find Dan on Facebook. He goes by Dan Bellini. So D-A-N-N-Y Bellini, B-E-L-L-I-N-I. And if you want to call in and ask us a question, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. So now I'm going to bring Dan live to the show. Welcome to the show, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. How are you? Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for being here. How's your day been going today?
Going good. A little busy. I do have a brief amount of time I could spend with you right now. I do have an 11:30. I've been getting booked every day pretty much, so it's going really, really good. Very appreciative of it.
Wonderful.
I love what I do. So, yeah, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, too. So you want to share with our listeners a little bit about what you do and who you are and how you came to get into this stuff a little bit? Maybe share with them so they can find you, so you can manifest some more people.
Sure. Let's see. I do all the things that you said I was, a Reiki master, Qigong energy healer, shamanic healer, medium, spiritual empath. I do work with crystals. That's pretty much all included in the energy healing session. I call my business energetic interaction because that's exactly what it is. It's an energetic interaction. Basically, what happens is you come into my room up at Mystic Valley. You take off your shoes, any bracelets or anything like that. You lie down on a massage table, and I go to work. I clear energy blocks, clear your chakras, meridians, set you at one with the natural biorhythm of Earth, and all kinds of different messages can come up during the session. We clear a lot of past experiences. Some past lives come up. That's not my specialty, but past lives do come up. I don't do any past life regression or anything. And I also tell people not to get too deep into that as well, because this life is now, and, you know, the learning is now. And a lot of people use their past lives as an excuse for what's going on now. And it may be valid at times, but, you know, they could use it as a crutch, I think. So that's basically it in a nutshell. You know, there's so much more to it. It's even hard for me to explain sometimes. You know, I get the message from spirit, my guides, and I relay the message to my clients.
That's pretty awesome how you just relay messages to your clients. So these things just naturally, I know with me, when I was on the table with you, I had a lot of things that came up and things that came around too when you were working with me. Mostly it's just people's experiences that they have with you, which is pretty profound.
You know, when I combine the Reiki and the Qigong, and when I pull the energy off of people, whether it's in their shoulders, hips, stomach, or wherever it is on the body, that energy is encoded, you know, with the pain or experience that person went through, and it's like I'm able to read it or feel it, smell it sometimes, you know, and that's how the messages, a lot of the messages come across, is when I pull that energy out.
Yeah, so the messages just kind of come out as you're working with that, and it's a natural response because it's not like you're pulling from a question or you're pulling from something. These things just kind of come up, and they are profound to people.
Sure. The less I know about someone, the better their experience is going to be. You know, when people walk in the room and they start talking, I tell them just, you know, let's see what comes up on the table. I don't want to ruin the experience for you. Let me see what I pick up on, and let's work on that. You know, a lot of my friends want readings here and there, and it's, you know, it's, you can see what comes up, but a lot of times I'm just too attached to my friend. I want to see them do good anyway. So, you know, as you notice, and many of my clients know, I don't sugarcoat anything. If there's a message they need to know, they need to hear, I'll say it. My goal is to get them moving. You know, I'm kind of like a catalyst, just to get them moving and to pay attention to what's going on and make them conscious of their ailments or their thoughts so they can break the cycle. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, it's rainbows and sunshine from here on out. That's not me. I will, if it is, I'll let them know. But if it's not, I'm going to let them know too.
Yeah, it's important to let people know whether it's, you know, the sunshine and rainbows, something else, something completely different. That's pretty interesting, but it sounds like you really get the message out and you talk to people about, you know, that experience and what's going on. So how did you come across the fact that you had these abilities? You know, what put you on the path?
Let's see. When I knew that I had the abilities is different than what put me on the path.
So maybe both questions. Like, first, how did you become aware of your gift? And then, you know, you can start on how you found your path as well. That'd be interesting.
I've always had the gift of, you know, empathy and sensitivity. But what really hit was when I was 7 years old. When I was 7 years old, the phone rang, and as soon as the phone rang, I knew my uncle had been murdered. I felt it, saw it. I didn't know what I was experiencing at the time, you know, and sure enough, my uncle was murdered. My grandpa answered the phone. We went straight over there, and I didn't tell anybody. I didn't know what it was, how I knew it, what I was feeling or anything like that. My mom likes to tell this story where we were in the car, I was in the back seat, and I believe it was my mom and my stepfather at the time, they just turned around and were like, Danny, who are you talking to? And I was just like, you know, matter of fact, I'm talking to Grandpa, you know, like very calm, and my grandpa had just passed. So weird little things like that. It kind of went away for a while. And then when I was, I would say 17, 18 years old, I came back with a vengeance, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to turn to, due to a crazy upbringing in life. And then this all of a sudden coming through, I turned to drugs. I got addicted to Xanax. I got addicted to painkillers, smoked a lot of marijuana, just was lost. And I would say I was addicted for about 5 years, took 2 or 3 years for me to fully recover because of the damage I did to my body. It was just awful. I almost died. And then, you know, it started coming back again. I'm like, you know, I need guidance. And it's sort of like that thing when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I was living in Southern California at the time, and I met my mentor, Gabriel. She's from New Zealand. She trained with the Maori tribe and shamanic healing. The Aboriginals in Australia and shamanic healing, and the Buddhist monks with different Reiki and Qigong energy techniques. And over 40 years, developed her own system of healing and taught, downloaded, and attuned everything into me over period of 7 years. And that's when, I have to give my friend Dana a lot of credit. Gabriel really showed me, showed me who I was. My friend Dana, who's a yoga teacher out in Southern California as well, she kind of taught me how it was okay to be who I was. And now I've just grown into that energy healer where this is what I do. If you don't get it, that's fine. I'm not trying to convert you, not looking for any followers or admiration. Just a regular dude with an extraordinary gift. That's it.
That's really powerful, though, that there was someone who told you it was okay to be yourself, and you were able to do that just based on, all of that knowledge. That must feel really good to have been able to, go through all of that, and I really commend you for that. That must have been a lot of hard work and a lot of training.
Oh, it was. I mean, some of it, sometimes the universe is going to push us no matter what. It was. I've always been a reader. I always loved reading books, but, working and then eventually living with Gabriel was just an enlightenment. I would remember days where my body would be just sore for no reason. And it was the higher vibrations that I was coming into, and the body's always the last to react. So I would physically feel this, expansion, and it hurt. None of this is easy, Change is not easy, and people really need to realize that they have to train their brain in order to move forward. It gets easier. It does get easier, but at the beginning, middle, it's you lose friends, you see people for who they are, who they weren't, your own prejudices come to the surface, and there's a lot of, there's a lot of guilt within, there's a lot of shame within, why did I hold on to that anger, what a waste of time, you kind of point the finger at yourself in a way, and then you learn to forgive yourself and move on into a state of love/surrender. And, I'm not perfect by any means, but I'm definitely light years ahead of where I was. And it feels good. There's tests every day, and I don't react to them the way I used to. It's a different, I kind of put myself in the observer role. I think people need to start putting themselves in that kind of role, observing themselves. Why do I feel this way? Why is this happening to me? And don't mm-hmm. get too down on it. Just ask yourself, what's the lesson I need to learn? Once you ask yourself, what's the lesson I need to learn, the lesson will come, and then you can move on. But a lot of people keep looking back to closed doors and, keep bumping their head, and they wonder why they keep bumping their head, because their lesson hasn't been learned.
Yeah, so they keep repeating the lesson over and over and over again until they learn it. That makes a lot of sense.
Right. Absolutely.
So how did you find your path? How did you find out that you really wanted to get into this? Since you shared, how you became yourself and that's something that you did, how did you find yourself doing the energy work that you do today, which is phenomenal work?
Thank you. I was working in, I'm not going to name the business I was working with because they don't deserve the credit. There you go. But it was, I was at Mystic Valley once a week, every Friday, and it got to the point where I could not wait till Friday. The other business was just kind of physically making me sick, and spots at Mystic Valley, days at Mystic Valley started opening up, so I started to take them, and, now I'm here, 5-6 times a week doing sessions. It was just the listening, it's like it was just listening. It was listening to my body. It got to the point where I was just started getting physically sick, and I knew that wasn't it for me anymore. I knew that path was over. It was time to start a new path, and it was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made, and to take that leap of faith and going full time with my energy healing business. And there's nothing wrong with having an energy healing or a reading or anything like that and helping people and making a business out of it. There's nothing wrong with that. I want people to know that. God understands that we live in a third, 3D world, and we need money to eat, we need money to live, and it's all an exchange of energy. Hence the energetic interaction. It's not just a business. Don't get me wrong. I'm really thankful for the clients and helping people, but this is how I make a living. And if anybody is thinking about making that leap of faith into something like this, and they're concerned about making money for doing what they do, they really need to drop that, because there's nothing wrong with this at all.
Yeah, it's actually a very good opportunity, and I love how you said, well, you just took the leap of faith and you went with it and you just did it. That's, very passionate and very strong, and it is very inspirational for everybody else, even, those out there who do this for a living, to know that it is okay to, do this for a business and have it that way and not be afraid to, walk that walk like you do.
For sure. It takes work, and, there's nothing wrong with marketing yourself and promoting yourself. I give plenty of free sessions. I work with people, that may, can't afford the hour or the half hour or whatever. I just want to be of service in some way, and the rest of the universe, you could just charge it to the universe. It'll all make itself back up.
It all works out in the ending. I love how you are actually a person of service who will work with anybody who actually, needs that help and needs that help up. That's very passionate and very noble, because in the ending it manifests and comes back to you too. So that's a huge deal as well, is to, share with everybody that when you put yourself out there like that, and don't be afraid to do that, and when you do the services the way that you do them, it just all comes back around again. It's all in what you put out in the energy.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. And right now, I made another little deal with God. I am working on, and I've made some progress on, I'm a screenplay writer as well. I love writing. It's one of my other passions. And I said, no matter, how much I get for these screenplays, I don't care if I have, $10 million in the bank. I will continue to do my energy healing work. I will continue to do it. If I didn't, that would just be a slap in the face to God. So I love what I do. Yeah, I'm hoping to manifest some of these screenplays, because that's another passion of mine. And no matter what, I'll still be doing this.
That's wonderful, because, that's a part of who you are. And, I like to do that too. I like to be, in the service field as well. But, it really does show a lot when you say, well, I'm writing my screenplays, but I also know who I am, and I want to have both versions of that, in my energy center. And, you create that for yourself, and you create all the wonderful things that are going to happen around you to that. And, you're really working with manifesting and creative energy right now. And that's really important in what you're doing with your field as a person and with what you're projecting out to your clients. So, you're a huge inspiration to those people out there that, are really listening and need that right now, just need that extra little boost.
Right. Get it going, people. Get it going. The world needs us more than ever right now, in this little transition. They need the guidance. They need the energy. They need the healing. Amanda, I do have maybe 4 or 5 minutes left. I apologize. I have a client here.
No problem. No problem whatsoever. Now, do you have any events coming up that you would like to announce and maybe a way everybody could get a hold of you?
I do sound healings every Wednesday at Mystic Valley in Maplewood, Missouri from 6 to 7. I am at Mystic Valley Wednesday through Sunday, and I do, you know, energy work at other places as well, but the Mystic Valley is definitely my home. I love it here. I love the owners, the sisters, they're great. But other than that, you know, Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 7, and Sundays from 12 to 6, I do half hour, hour, and hour and a half energy healing sessions. And
wonderful.
You can check out my Facebook page. It's Energetic Interaction. You know, I'll even throw my phone number out there if anybody wants to call and, you know, ask me questions or book an appointment if that's cool with you.
That's cool with me. You go right ahead, Dan.
Okay, you guys can reach me at 314-606-0635. That's 314-606-0635, and I'd be more than happy to talk to you and explain you as much as possible as I can the unexplainable of energy healing.
That's perfect. Now, are you having another sound healing class anytime soon? I hated that I accidentally missed that last one that you were there and I didn't get to attend because I had totally somehow spaced on it. Are you going to hold another one?
Yes, this Wednesday. Every Wednesday up at Mystic Valley is a sound healing from 6 to 7.
Nice. Okay, so you are going to have another class. That's great. I will definitely try to make one of those classes. I just think you're doing a phenomenal job, and thank you for coming on as a guest.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Sorry I couldn't be on here longer. My schedule is getting full, which is great.
Well, you're just getting booked, and you know, hopefully this will generate some more energy for you to have some more clients coming in for yourself, and you know, we can really put the energy out there for everybody. So I really appreciate the time that you spent with me, and you go have a wonderful session. And everybody, that's how you can find Dan. Dan, I want to tell you thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much.
All right, you have a great rest of the day. We're going to take a really quick commercial break and come right back. You're listening to WGGM Radio. This is Messages of Light, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature. In your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy. Yusui Reiki. Amadeus Shamanic Healing. Karuna Reiki. Celtic Reiki. And many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministry Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones.
All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.